Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Jeremy, welcome back.
Every Sunday, Jeremy, in our new religion, we're going to hallucinate in the woods, and that'll be our worship service. What do you think about that?
I'm for this.
We've been trying to think of, well, again, just to recap for anyone who hasn't been through all the podcasts, last time Jeremy Gentry was joining us in studio, we sort of came up with the groundwork for a religion that we were going to start. Do you remember any parts of it, Jeremy? There's one part that I hope you remember, which is that I'm going to be an archduke.
Yes, I remember that.
And it was basically just polygamy. Polygamy and tax evasion.
Wow, yeah. Chris would reiterate that on many occasions.
Mostly it is polygamy, but it's not just polygamy.
No.
It's this. It's polygamy. It's science.
Critical thinking.
It's hallucinating once in a while. In my opinion, I would like to hallucinate.
Well, let me
from time to time.
Jeremy, this is one of the main things. No fatties.
Yeah.
That's one of our, like, commandments.
Right, unless you're going to be smoking one.
Or unless you're pregnant. If you're pregnant, you could be fat. But right. You have 3 weeks afterwards to return to your original weight, or else you're out of the religion.
3 weeks.
You're off the commune.
See, that's harsh. I don't know.
6 weeks. Six to eight weeks.
Look, if you have 10 wives, you have a batting order.
I see what you're saying. Like,
you can govern as you see fit in your own family.
Right.
We don't need to bring government into this.
Okay.
Maybe you like fatties. Maybe you like stretch marks.
I don't.
You
don't
might.
Either. No, I don't.
Well, producer Brian might.
If I have to.
Well, okay. Here's another thing we believe. We believe that nature should dictate the age at which women start having sex. Or religious leaders.
We are a democracy, and we're also a Senate, and we meet together to decide things like how old girls are, when they should be fair game.
Right.
We decide things like how many children should be in a family. Population control is a very big concern.
Mm-hmm. Especially we don't want that many men because getting into our way.
All of our sidewalks are made out of trampoline material.
That is a really good idea.
That's just an idea. That's not a tenet or a belief.
I think we believe in spreading the glory of God through glory holes.
But we don't believe in God necessarily.
Yeah, we don't know what God is. We haven't defined that. But when we discover it, we're going to spread His glory through glory holes.
We do believe in glory.
That's true.
There's glory in every hole. That's, I think, what we should actually... That should be the verbiage.
How are we doing education with the women?
We're against that, right? Aren't we against that? Yes.
Well, they definitely need to learn technique.
From a young age.
Yeah, well, they grow up so fast nowadays in our religion.
That's true. We're sitting trying to think of a name for the religion, because we thought it should be based something like on polygamy, obviously, because that's our main thing. We were thinking like polygonautics or polygonatics. Or
we can't decide on a name.
Yeah, we haven't. We were thinking the Church of Hymenology, maybe.
I have an idea, you guys. This probably isn't going to work for us because our commune is going to be really small. But if it one day expands where we're going to need subways to travel around,
right?
Think about this. How about a magnet-powered subway?
Well, how does it work?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't know if this is going to work, but the subway itself is a magnet, and at the end of the subway track is another magnet that's sucking the train toward it.
I think you put magnets underneath the train.
Well, I guess that could work, too.
Yeah.
This, you know...
But I'm getting way ahead of us.
Yeah, it sounds expensive. Like, if we do this...
We don't need this
we're
yet.
We're going to need, like, a sponsor.
But what's wrong with magnet trains?
We could even put the sponsor in the title, though.
No, we don't advertise.
Polygamy, brought to you by Pringles.
We do not have
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Although that slogan sounds a little polygamy-ish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Alrighty.
Well, you were saying earlier about, because if it gets to, like, the subway, like, where we're no longer a small commune, we actually are a big city, we're going to need some type of a economy.
Right. No, I don't know. See, but, that was just, I just wanted to bring up subway magnet trains.
But I'm just saying, we already have the name for that, which was, what was it? Polygonomics or something like that?
Yeah, but see here, I don't want to get into a monetary system. I think we should just decide who does what job and just do it.
Okay.
And that's what our Senate will decide, things like that. And I think that all senators should wear wigs. Like the old days.
Are they the same type of wig?
Oh, yeah.
You can wear any type that you want.
No. Not, well, I don't know.
I mean, does everyone
I like the officialness of the white curly hair wig.
That is very official.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Don't they still do that in England? They do, yeah. I think. We'll wear those white curly wigs, but we'll also wear, like, Roman togas.
the
famous Senate of old days.
Right. Do we do the same thing that they do in England, though, where, like, someone says something and then everyone goes, hur, 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 hur. They all just, like, yell things out. Hur, hur, hur. That's what I think, like, it's like in England. That's pretty much my idea of how politics in England goes. You have to be really good at going, hur, 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 hur. We should change our writing. We should just come up with a whole new system that other people can't understand.
What would we call that system?
We would call it polygraphy.
Hey, you guys, here, this is a really good idea. This next one I got here. You know how every like group has a secret handshake?
Yes.
We're going to have, not for secrecy, but because we need to decide on a handshake.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand the high five or the hand bump. There's too many different things to a handshake now.
I get nervous when I walk up to a guy. I'm like looking him in the eyes like, what's he going to do? Is he going to go for the fist bump? Does he want? And it's weird for me because
is it the up and down fist bump?
Yeah,
and then
I don't
the straight
know
on?
Yeah. And I wonder if the person that's on top does that mean that you have you're dominant or yeah. being dominant? I wonder
this
if that
is a dominance thing?
Yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is it a gay thing? Listen, no. Here's the handshake. It's very simple. It's like the regular handshake, you know how you move your hand upwards and you kind of interlock thumbs?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard to describe on the radio, but it's where you basically,
Your arm wrestling.
Okay,
right.
Here's what you do. You do this, you slap hands, you kind of go in slightly, and then you look the other guy in the eye and you both say, you son of a bitch.
I am joining this religion just for that.
Every time.
So at the beginning of like a meeting or something like that, and everyone's walking in,
just everyone saying it over and over.
Exactly.
No, it is confusing though, because I was going to say, when we used to live in a different part of town, it was all Asians there. And I would work in East LA with all Mexicans who have their own handshake. Then I would go play basketball at Venice Beach with a bunch of old black guys, and they had their own handshake.
Yeah.
Then I would go to Asia Town, and they had their own little handshake. I would get so confused. I would get mix them up and get panicked and never know which one to do. But I like this. What was I going to say? When we start this religion, it's going to be hard because we're not going to be recognized by the government. We're going to have to get bigger before we get any of the tax breaks. So we're all going to still have to work day jobs just at first, just while we're getting. So, but here's what I'm thinking, though, is once we get the religion big enough.
Well, not if we get the wives first. If we get the wives first, then they have to keep working until we get the tax exemption.
But I was thinking we could make, and you know, like most churches is like the Sabbath day is Sunday. We could have our Sabbath days be like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And most jobs give you the weekend off anyway, so 5-day weekend.
Let's do 4-10s. That'll be like an official thing. We always do just do 4-10s.
Yeah, 4-10s a month.
Four-tens a month.
Yeah.
We have sex with 4-10s.
And we'll travel and visit other countries like America. Are we a sovereign nation yet?
Yeah, where should we go? I feel like either North Dakota or Montana.
We should travel as ambassadors of polygamy.
No, I'm just saying land's cheap. I'd like to stay in California.
New Mexico.
Yeah, that's better. Because it's at least hot there.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of having a bunch of wives that are dressed in parkas all the time?
That's true. Yeah. Very true. We need to be near a lake or some kind of water.
There's got to be water in New Mexico.
Well, we'll look into that later. Yeah. We don't want to get into all the
details. I think we should take Salt Lake City.
right after the Mormons. What about the first church of hope and polygamy?
Now you're supposed to say it like the first church of hope and polygamy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how to say that.
We even space it out every time it's written.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, every time you spell it, even on the sign, the lettering is smaller for polygamy. So you're not sure what you're getting into.
Wait, parentheses or no parentheses?
So it's basically a commune, right? And our main goal is sustenance, food, shelter, plumbing.
And education.
Yeah. Now, that's a good point, Jerry. Are we going to try to educate the girls? We don't want
them stupid. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I'm torn on this.
We have to educate them
enough that they know what they're doing as far as...
Sexually or
just
out in
general.
World, in general.
Yeah.
I don't want, like...
But you don't want to educate them enough to where they start thinking for themselves.
We don't exactly... No, but I'm kind of torn. I almost don't want them to, but
I know that sounds bad, but...
I don't know if I agree with this, because I do want them to be able to educate themselves, because I don't want them to be afraid that they can't just explore lesbianism without having fear of retribution. Things like that. This should be a free and open society. They can come and go as they please. They're not prisoners.
Technically, they are.
Technically, but we're going to tell them they're not.
Right.
No, they're not prisoners.
No, they won't think they're prisoners.
No, they're not prisoners, because everyone wants to be in the society.
Yeah,
because we tell them that.
No, we're a democracy.
We lead by example. Yeah, and they see how much fun we're having, they'll think they want to be married to us.
We're a democracy ruled by the iron fist of an archduke.
And you know where that iron fist is going.
Oh, goodness.
I think this is a great religion, but I think only guys are going to join.
No, that's the thing. This religion is
going to be a sausage fest.
We hit this wall last
No, because
time.
That was my other thing.
It should just be us four. Let's go.
No. There has to be some sort of in the rules ratio.
Oh, definitely.
Male to female ratio.
It's got
to
be
another male can't join until you get
enough.
It's got
to be like 10 to 1.
You have to bring in a certain amount.
Exactly. Like if you go into a club.
You can't just join and then.
Exactly.
You
have to bring outside women.
Yeah.
Well, you have to trade.
But maybe you should have to bring more than your own 10 so you can build up a surplus.
Jeremy, right. This is kind of off the subject, but this is something that Chris and Brian, I don't know who actually came up with it before. I think it was actually Brian. But I think we should introduce this into the religion. It's something called trach sex.
What's that?
You want to explain it, Chris?
Trach sex is a fetish that may or may not exist. But I'm sure it's on the rise. You know,
No, I don't. Okay, I know. Oh, I know what it is.
Now, look.
We have to explain it, because not everyone saw you grab your throat.
Just pointed.
I pointed to my throat, because some people who...
Smoke.
I don't even know why, but they end up getting a hole drilled into their trach. So they have to smoke cigarettes through their hole in their neck. You might have seen the commercial a few years back. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you can figure out where this is going.
This may or may not be.
We should be open to all fetishes that people might have. This is a liberated place.
Yeah.
We're not prudes. We're not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is an old jolly old England.
No, it's not, except for the that part is.
We're open to all kinds. We don't discriminate against homosexuals either.
We don't?
No, we don't.
As long as they're women?
Yeah. Okay.
No, because, you know, more for them.
That's true.
Less for them, more for us.
So can men, again, you're going to yell
but see,
at me for asking this, can the men in our religion marry the other men?
Well,
does Prop 8 affect us?
No, if they want to. Listen, everybody is going to give us so much shit. Oh, this is all about polygamy. This is an oppressive regime that we're trying to start.
And
it's
it
not.
Is. Oh, wait. No, it's not. No, it's
mostly
not.
It's not.
Right. No, I agree. I don't want it to be. But it's going to be hard to get the right type of women in this at the beginning. But once we get it started, we're going to create those women.
Look at how easily all the girls followed Manson.
Right. Yeah. We need to talk to Manson.
Yeah.
He needs to be a special advisor.
Hasn't he written a bunch of books?
Yeah.
Maybe we could get him to write a song for our religion.
They're out there. There's plenty of them.
But are they hot enough?
That's true. That's I don't know. I mean, I think I saw a video the other day of some of the Manson chicks, and they're all right.
Average times 10 is still 10.
Before they, before they carved X's in their heads.
But we don't. I don't want crazy women. I don't like. I hate crazy girls. I do. I can't stand being around crazy women. It's. You know what I mean? When you're around a crazy girl, it's just you feel like, what am I doing? I want good women in our religion.
This is not going to work. Yeah.
But that you can. Why not? If we make it appealing enough.
No, because I'll have too much, self-respect, crap like that. And also, they won't want to, they won't want to compete with nine other.
They don't want to share, man.
They don't want to share. True.
But some women might be into that. We don't know.
They're going to be slightly. You're going to have to deal with.
Unless we go to other countries. If we're talking about American women, yeah. But if we go and go to the ghettos of Brazil,
I was just going to say we should import from Brazil.
I definitely Brazil.
We need to start having talks.
In Brazil.
Trade agreements with Brazil. They'll give us women and we'll give them smallpox blankets.
No, but I mean, a poor girl, she'll take what she can get, right?
Yeah, and they want to become American citizens, but that's the problem.
We're not American,
right?
Or they want to become citizens of the sovereign.
But
nation
they don't know that. Yeah, it's better than where they're at, right?
Every time they ask us if they're going to America, we should answer by saying, "Huh."
That's good.
Oh man. Well, I feel like we should try to settle on a name. I mean,
I think. Well,
should it have the word polygamy in it, but just disguised?
But I don't really like the patterned after other religion names.
Right.
Like was
the Church of Hope and Polygamy,
or and just the Polynetics or what do you call it?
Yeah, I don't remember. We were just throwing those out. We didn't really like any of them exactly, but I do think it should have the root word should be poly. Or polygamy.
I think we're getting confused. Are we trying to start a religion or a new colony?
Both.
Both.
The new colony thrives because of the religion.
Well.
And the trampoline sidewalk.
Well, no, but and I think to have the. I don't think you can have the new religion and have it still be based in the society we have now.
Yeah,
you have kind of create your own society.
Right.
Especially if you want to get rid of the money, having to depend on money.
Should we even be on the United States? Should we find an island somewhere?
Well, you did that's what we were last time. We were talking about being on a ship out in the international waters and all that. Yeah.
The polygamy cruise.
Let's conquer Catalina.
Is there even any islands anywhere in the world that aren't actually owned or?
No, I mean, even if they are, there have to be some that can be easily conquered. Seriously.
I don't think you're allowed to just conquer anything.
Why not?
You have to buy it from someone, I'm sure.
Not if we have to.
Well, I'm sure there's islands, but they're probably. Have volcanoes that erupt every month and.
We can figure. We're based on science.
Yeah.
We'll figure a way out around that.
I just turned 29 and, I don't know. Lately, I've been having a lot of thoughts about women, and that's probably because I'm getting older. And do you really want that many wives to put up with?
No, see, that's what I was saying. That's why I'm saying you want to have cool. It's going to be hard because you don't want to have a bunch of crazy women around. You want one.
Well, there's different aspects of crazy, though.
Well, here's what you want. You want crazy.
There's
when you're
crazy
having sex with them.
There's crazy subservience, though. Like where they're so
That's true.
But there's also crazy where they're
totally the kind of crazy
don't care. Like what.
Is there a deep throat type of crazy?
A lot of cultures in the world are like that. Most cultures in the world are women play more of a subservient role, not because they are dominated, but they feel that
that's where they take their
enjoyment.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we do is, as a sign of goodwill to the world, we'll take political refugees.
What about those women that put plates in their mouth? They have that big mouth. It'd be kind of a good thing.
Well, they're ugly, though, usually.
Yeah, but,
The long necks and...
That's true. The long necks and big mouths.
If you have a fetish for that, Brian, that's cool. We accept all fetishes.
Yeah, we accept that, Brian. You are still welcome.
You're still religion. One of our brothers.
That's because when we were growing up, there was no pornography, so we had to look at National Geographic. That's why Brian still likes that stuff.
Wasn't there a discussion last time about sharing wives, if that was going to be allowed?
Yeah, if that's a problem or not. I brought it up, and then Chris kind of...
Well, these are things that the Senate will decide on a case-by-case basis while wearing wigs.
Well, but who's going to be in the Senate, though?
Yeah. We're the Senate. Yeah. All of us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you can just decide ahead of time going into it.
Well, I guess so, but, you know, just to keep things rolling, you know, now, keep up appearances.
I have a question. This is a legitimate question. What happens if, let's say, you have one new hot young wife, and she's attracted to me, and, like, she kind of hits on me, obviously, you know, she likes what she sees.
Well, that's...
Let me tell you. I just came out of the shower. Yeah. You know what I mean? My hair's dripping wet. My long locks are just nice, and I'm just still have... It's part water still on my chest, like beads of water, but it's also part sweat because it's a really hot day and I took a really hot shower. And she just, you know, the sexual energy is just oozing out of me and she just can't take it.
Right.
She makes a move on me and I'm basically going on instinct. You know, I can't even stop myself. I got so much testosterone going through my veins at this point. And I, you know, we go at it. I impregnate her. Is this baby allowed to keep going on even though she's your wife? Can I be tried
Danny, listen.
What's going to happen to me?
I'll tell you. Look, basically, of course, if you do that, fine. That's not a big deal. Basically, we're going to have a rule of bros before hoes. And as for whether or not she'll be pregnant, well, we're not really ever going to find out because she will be burned at the stake.
This is exactly why I'm saying that. If a guy wants to come in, he's got to bring extra, and that allows more
You know, there's mail order brides that are begging to get into America.
Yeah,
and again,
soon
we just say
be begging. We need to name our country something that sounds like America. Like maybe just call it America with an E.
Yeah, we should just America. We just like a mumbled America.
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 That's what it's called. It's the religion M-America. And the commune, sovereign nation. Of America. It's just Mamerica.
Polymerica?
I just say Mamerica.
Mamerica.
Add an M to Mamerica.
How about E-merica?
That's what I was thinking of originally, E-merica. But then I feel like people will think it's just America Online.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We're very high on technology. Yeah. That's one of our high priorities. Technology and fishing.
Yeah, you were saying we needed to be by a lake earlier.
No, we're on an island or by a lake.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Water we have a healthy diet and lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think this is done.
Yeah. So is it just Mamerica? Is it just called Mamerica, the religion and the...
I don't think so.
No.
You don't like Mamerica? E-merica?
For the religion.
Okay, but the nation? But,
yeah.
The nation is Mamerica or E-merica?
United States of E-merica. But there's only one state.
How about this? The United States of Mamerica. No, because Ma is too... It should be just America, but it's spelled with an E.
I think once you guys get the wigs,
you kind of pronounce it.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. The wigs will help. This
yeah, well, we should reconvene in the Senate.
Okay. Adjourn! Now everyone go... Arr!
Okay, right. Here's what you do. You do this, you slap hands, you kind of go in slightly, and then you look the other guy in the eye and you both say, "You son of a bitch."